I saw Beowulf in a conventional movie theater last month. I've now seen it in IMAX 3D with, as IMAX trumpets, a screen 6 stories high and 80 feet wide with 12,000 watts of digital surround sound. Now the vision of its director, Robert Zemeckis, is clear. The movie is a technology fest, depending for its effect on an absolutely cutting-edge theater. Now, Grendel is actually scary. When the blue strobe light begins to flash, you feel that he's in the room with you. The blood of a sea monster showers down with a shocking vividness. And when you see a room filled with little digital people, you're not watching a flat screen. You're peering through glass at a diorama. Well, let that sink in a minute. The screen is no longer flat. It's a window. That's up there with sound coming to the movies. That's up there with the arrival of color. It puts 3D movies on the spectrum of live performance. The computer graphic human beings, so off-putting in a conventional presentation, now work perfectly. The close-ups, which computers have rendered in vastly increased resolution, distract us from the artificiality of the faces as we're kept busy counting hairs on beards. There's a fascination with this game, as with a new toy. Likewise with the spears and arrows that seem to poke out at you from the screen. I'm reminded of Aldous Huxley's novel Brave New World, in which moviegoers attended something called the Feelies. They exited the theater talking about how realistic the helicopter explosion was and how they could feel each individual hair on a bearskin rug. At the time, it made me shudder that moviegoers could be looking not for plot and character and story, but for sensation only. That day is definitely upon us, if that's all we want from this technology. I remember seeing IMAX 3D for the first time over 10 years ago in California. It was a film about the ocean, in which a clutch of seals swam like alien beings through a sea of towering kelp. It was one of the most beautiful things I have ever seen. I actually wept for the joy of it. Beowulf is a baby step, a tech demo by which real artists can calibrate their tools if they ever get their hands on them. They need to adhere to the grammar of the new medium. Pans don't work. Rapid motion doesn't work. Rapid cutting interrupts the illusion of presence. We need stillness to search out the image. Close-ups work in a big way. Our experience of the actors is so much more immediate. The technique with its greater immersion would be absolutely brilliant for horror films. The diorama effect will bring new life to musicals, performance films, and theatrical staging. What will true acting by human beings be like when directed by an artist with a real screenplay in his back pocket? Can you imagine a 3D Macbeth? Instead, I predict a long overdue splitting off. There are now over 700 digital 3D-equipped theaters in America, and that number is set to triple by 2009 when high-profile movies by tech heads James Cameron and Peter Jackson are set to arrive. I guarantee you that George Lucas will re-release the Star Wars movies in 3D. If you look at the prequels, that's what he's had in mind for years. Computer graphics blockbusters, which have been taking over the mainstream, will go the 3D route. Good riddance. Conventional cinema, and it pains me to have to call it that, will endure. For a time, the two styles will be side by side. The question is whether the movie theaters that project conventional movies can long survive against steadily improving home theater and declining ticket sales. Without the big event tent poles, my guess is they won't. And considering how bad the experience of going to a conventional theater has become, I'm more and more resigned to watching films I care about at home. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.